Hi, my name is Roxanne Kauke, and I am the school news co-editor for the Delaware. Today I'm here with the assistant to the superintendent for federal programs and community engagement, Dr. Jason Pope.
Hi, Roxy.
In reference to the upcoming Hall of Fame induction, what attributes do you believe are required to be inducted?
So that's a great question. So we have three wings of our Hall of Fame. So we have an academic wing, an athletic wing, and we have a brand new wing that I'll talk about in a bit called our legacy wing. So for academic and professional inductees, we look for alumni who had outstanding academic records when they were a student at Delaware Valley. A lot of those inductees were involved in many clubs, organizations, honor society, had very good grades, very active in their community. But a big piece of the academic wing is what have those folks gone on to do when they left Delaware Valley. So we see a lot of people in the professional world who have achieved great things, whether it's been in business or engineering or entrepreneurship. Those are some of the major qualities for the academic professional wing. For our athletic wing, we look for former athletes of ours who were outstanding when they were at Delaware Valley, the top 1% and 2% of athletes that have come through DV. What helps their candidacy is that when they have left Delaware Valley, that they have gone on to pursue athletics at the collegiate level. In some cases, we have members of our Hall of Fame who have gone on even further and have competed at the professional level. It also helps if our athletic inductees, if they pursued a career in athletics, for example, as an athletic director or coaching, that also helps as well. Our third wing that we're just starting this year, our legacy wing, is in honor of the late Davis Chant, who is a member of our Hall of Fame, who was a member of our Hall of Fame's committee until he passed earlier this year, and we are inducting our first member into that wing in the spirit of Davis, someone who was a pillar of his community, who gave back, who always wanted to do good for other people, and that's really the criteria that we use for that new inductee.
Okay, that sounds really cool with the new wing.
Absolutely.
Who are this year's inductees?
Good question. So in our academic professional wing, we have Daniel Edwards from the class of 1987, Daniela Montemurano from the class of 2007. In our athletic wing, we have Emily Dorco from the class of 2009, Brian Shore from the class of 2013, and then our new legacy wing inductee is Richard Wilson, class of 1979.
What did the selection process look like this year?
It's always difficult. We have a running list of upwards of 50 or 60 names of folks who are given to us really from all over. So anybody has the opportunity to nominate someone for the Delaware Valley Hall of Fame. Sometimes it comes from current or past staff members, community members, friends and family members. But what we end up doing is we have a master list compiled, and then from that master list, our Hall of Fame committee whittles that list down to a smaller number. Those folks we send nomination packets to and invite them to participate in the process. If they choose to do so, they submit a completed packet, and from that list, the committee will select generally two members of the academic wing and two from the athletic wing.
What should students and community members take from these inductees in terms of lending a hand or creating a stronger town?
That's a good question. I think that the Hall of Fame is supposed to be about community. So one of the things that we're really trying to do over the last year or two is find ways to re-engage members of our Hall of Fame. Because a lot of the folks who get inducted, some of them have not been back on campus since they were students here. We have inductees this year coming from all over the world, quite literally. Daniela lives in Africa. Brian lives in Georgia. Dan lives down in the Carolinas. So we have folks from all over the country and all over the world. And I think the Hall of Fame is an opportunity to bring those people back to our community, to re-engage with the school district, to engage with our students, with our staff. And I think it's a good aspirational goal for our current students as well, that it's proof that if you work hard and you do well and you achieve great things while you're at Delaware Valley, you go on to even greater things when you leave here. I think it gives us an opportunity to recognize those people as well, which is really nice.
How have these inductees honored the standards and morals built at Delaware Valley?
Well, one of the pieces of criteria that we always look for with our inductees is that they've given back in some way. So we look at what they did when they were in high school, how involved they were when they were students at Delaware Valley. But we also look very carefully at at ways that they have given back to their own communities as professionals and as adults. I think that is really the spirit of the Hall of Fame, where, yes, it's all about excellence in the classroom, excellence in the business world, excellence on the athletic field, but it's also that spirit of, have they made their community a better place, and what have they done to sort of do their part to make their own community stronger?
What opportunities, either in our school or in our town, are available to current students in order to serve our community as they have?
That's a great question. First of all, there are a ton of opportunities. And I think it really starts with students having that conversation with a teacher, with a counselor, with a principal, and just expressing to those adults, hey, I want to do something. I'm interested in service. I'm interested in working with an elderly population. I'm interested in working with students with disabilities. I'm interested in working at a food pantry. The opportunities are out there. One of my responsibilities in my current role is to help connect our students with opportunities within the community. So I think it starts with the students themselves expressing that interest to the adults in their life in school. And then from that point, we can connect them to a wide variety of opportunities. They just have to take that first step forward.
Amazing. Now, shifting over to Warrior Fest, what booths or station could we expect to see there?
Yeah, so Warrior Fest is a great event, also held over homecoming weekend. Anyone who's been there before has seen that it has grown exponentially over the last several years. So we have everything from food vendors, games, crafts for sale, sporting events are going on all over. It's just a really nice opportunity, a family-friendly event, to come out and support our students, support our athletic teams, support our clubs, and just have a really positive day on campus prior to our big homecoming football game.
Warrior Fest is obviously a great way for students to show school spirit. What can students do to show school spirit at Warrior Fest and in everyday life?
Good question. Yeah, I mean, number one is show up. Come out. You know, wear your black and white. You know, Warrior Fridays have become very popular in our high school, and it's something that we have expanded across the district. But I think coming to the events and showing support for friends and classmates, it's, you know, it's wearing your black and white. It's coming out and holding yourselves to that high standard that we expect our kids at Delaware Valley to do. It's being respectful. It's being supportive. It's you know, just coming out and really showing that sense of community, because that's the kind of stuff I think that kids remember when they leave here, those friendships and bonds that they made, and these types of events and activities really help facilitate that.
Absolutely. Why do you believe Warrior Fest is so popular in the local area, and what impact does it have on our community?
I think there's a lot of reasons. I think you know, it's right in the middle of our fall sports season, so at that point we have a really good idea of, you know, how competitive all our teams are, which thankfully they're always very competitive. I think it's a great point in the year where you start to kind of feel that crisp fall air a little bit, and people love going to fall festivals. So I think Warrior Fest sort of captures that a little bit. But I just think it's the atmosphere of, you know, seeing your friends, seeing your teachers, seeing your neighbors, and being able to try some different foods and play some games and just come out and just have a good, clean, wholesome family experience, I think is the reason why people keep coming back every year.
How can our students and community members support our students on the field?
Well, again, I think it's showing up, and I think it's all sports. You know, I think showing love for all of our athletics is something that our kids should strive to do. But I think numbers really speaks volumes. You know, I didn't get a chance to attend the first home football game, but my understanding was the crowd was enormous. It was one of the largest crowds that we've ever had. So I think the more that our school district focuses on sense of pride in our school and community spirit and togetherness, I think you'll start to see more and more and more people turning out for these events and turning out for these athletic contests. I think, you know, it's nothing we want people to feel obligated to do. We want people to show up because they want to be there, because they feel like, as a fan or as a classmate or a supporter, they're just as big of a component as, you know, what's going on the field.
What time is Warrior Fest, and where will it be located?
So Warrior Fest is next Saturday, the 29th. It is from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's located right alongside Warrior Stadium, pretty much that entire concourse running from the entrance to the stadium all the way down the walkway in one direction towards the district office, down the walkway, the other direction towards the gym. I mean, there are going to be vendors all over the place. There is still time to register, so if any groups are interested, either school-related or in the community, forms are still available. We'd love to have anybody and everybody who would like to participate. The car show is coming back after 12 years, which is something I know a lot of people are looking forward to doing. Hopefully the weather will hold out for us, but regardless, it's going to be a good day.
Anything else to add?
No, we're looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for listening. Be sure to stop in at Warrior Fest next week and support our team at the homecoming game.